Hello, and thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Yael Eshedael. Hello. And today we'd like to talk about anger. Anger is a feeling that really overwhelms you. Sometimes it erupts. And we'd like to understand, where does it come from? Why? And what for? Be with us. Yael, please. Yeah, we're angry a lot in life. We're angry at our country, at society, our parents, our kids, our neighbors, and so on. Anger gets the best of us even when we try to control it. We're trying to control, manage it, and suddenly, something on the inside explodes, and the rest is history. Anger releases stress hormones in our body. Cortisol, adrenaline, raises our blood pressure. There are those that say that it's hazardous to our health, and there are those that say that it's actually good, that it allows us to release some pressure, and that we can use it in beneficial ways. In general, anger pushes us out of balance. It's like showing a bull a red flag, and that's all that we see. When we're angry, we're focused only on that red flag. And on this show, we'd like to understand, what is anger? How can we deal with it? And I'd like to open with the question, what is anger in your perception? Anger is the control of the ego over man in a way that he wants to be in control. He wants to control. Man wants to control a situation, to control others, himself, doesn't matter what. But he feels that he's not in control of something. As a result, he feels anger that things aren't going his way. And this feeling that things aren't going his way brings him to a place, to a state called anger. That's it. Is there also anger on lower degrees of development than man, on the vegetative, animate levels? Yeah, and everything. Anger could be that I put my hand into my pocket, and instead of $5 that I want to take out, I take out $10. You can say that I'm happier. No, I'm also angry. Anger is anything that doesn't go my way. Are animals angry too? Of course, but in a way that we can't really clearly understand. Because it's in a very special form. We see that if now you'll start playing with some animal and you hit it and run away and come and again and run and back and forth, you'll see how that animal becomes angry in its attitude towards you, wanting to hit you back. What's the difference between the anger that an animal feels and what man feels? I think that these things are very close to each other because in this man is not so far from animals. And all of this is because there's a difference between what you want and what you actually have. Every time there's a difference between what I want and what I have, you're saying that there's this, it's not to my liking, I'm discontent, that on high RPM, it erupts, it becomes anger. It could be that I'm angry on the inside. It could be that even I myself am not aware that I'm angry, but if someone will come and will start explaining to me what's going on, then very quickly I'll become angry. Is there a difference between my anger towards others and my anger towards myself? Yeah, of course, but it's not important. It's anger. discontent. Okay, and why actually does it exist in our world? How does it contribute to our development? Because we're egoists and we want everything to be according to the way that I think things should be. And if it's not, then I'm angry. Meaning I express how discontent with the situation I am. Why did nature create this feeling in a person or in animals? What's the role of anger in our development? I think that it's not only in man. Right, so what is the role of anger in reality? Everything has a purpose. Every feeling has a certain purpose. It's a way of determining a situation that I'm not in the state that I'd like to be in. And then I have this inner distress. And it also comes out. And I try to reach a state where I will realize what I want. So it's actually a kind of sensor that comes to tell me that what you want is not happening. Do something so it will happen. Change something or act in a certain way so things will happen the way you want them to. Right? This is actually the role of this sensor. Okay. Now, when we're talking about anger, we say that it plays a role in our survival. It makes us aggressive. It's an aggression that man needs many times in order to hunt, bring food, and achieve different, very basic things. Food, livelihood, help, and so on. And along with it, it also allows you to discharge different pressures that accumulate in a person because you can be angry, angry, angry on the inside, but once it comes out, it you feel relief. You can function in a more balanced way. How do you see the advantages of anger from your point of view? The advantages of anger, I don't necessarily see them in a person yelling and erupting, but that he feels it on the inside, and it's a kind of fact, a kind of measurement that he's still in his ego that's discontent with the results. Meaning he's in a state where he wants to be in control of a certain action, certain result, wants to control other people, the environment, the world, and that things aren't going the way he wants them to, this leads to anger. You said the word still, that he's still in this desire to control the outcome. Why still? Still, because the still has two faces. Either he achieves control, and then it's no longer for the time being, but it becomes the present. Or he learns and understands that he can't realize his desire, and this for the time being will remain for the time being, and it's better not to suffer. This isn't for him. And so he lets go and stops running after some achievement that is completely unrealistic. It's not for him. And then his anger goes by. He becomes smarter because there are none as wise as the experienced. He already feels and understands that it's not for him. And now he can also choose a goal that's more suitable for him, both according to his abilities, his emotions, intellect, the environment, different parameters, and so on, and then he'll realize it and enjoy. I'd like to go back a bit. It seems that anger is a kind of indicator that I'm still in my ego, that I want to be in control, that I'm still motivated by the ego. Why is this negative? No. Positive or negative, we can only measure it according to the purpose of life, according to the extent to which I don't harm others by it or even give them the ability to enjoy life. This is according to what we examine. So it could be that I'm angry at people that don't allow other people to enjoy life, and then I'm really angry at their actions, and then maybe my anger is a good thing. It could be that I'm angry at myself, at my children, that I have to educate myself, educate my children, then this anger is good. It also depends what this anger is, how beneficial is it, that it doesn't blind you. So when is it beneficial and when is it harmful? When it leads me to good, correct actions, in which I act to the benefit of others. And when is this anger harmful? When I want to calm my anger down by using others. So anger that causes you to exploit others is negative, and an anger that advances myself, others, and the rest of the world is actually an anger that, okay, it's a positive kind of energy that can bring us to a better place. It's not positive energy, but it can work in a positive way. Okay, there are many negative things about anger. First of all, anger, it causes stress and conflict with others, where there is a difference between what I want and the way others behave and so on, which isn't always to my liking. It causes a person to feel alienated, that he doesn't belong. It creates many times a cycle of aggression, that I'm angry, I become aggressive towards others, they're angry at me, aggressive towards me, and so on. And there's a kind of cycle of aggression that's hard to come out of. And it brings to violence and aggression in society in general. How do you see the shortcomings of anger? What are the shortcomings of anger? Anger, according to the wisdom of Kabbalah, is not such a good thing. It means that a person's unbalanced, that his mind and emotions are disbalanced. He's unbalanced because the evil inclination, his ego, is controlling him right now, allowing him to feel that you're better than others and that here you deserve to have things your way by sheer force, meaning anger completely distorts the picture of the world, of mankind, society, the family even, and so on. Anger demands urgently, first and foremost. It needs balance. It's very hard to reach balance because we can balance anger only by the upper force, by the force that's opposite to it. And in our world, in us, there's nothing that can deal with anger, because anger is the expression of my ego that tells me, you're great, you're the boss, you deserve it, and so on. And there's nothing that I can answer, because I really feel that I'm a unique being, a unique creature. And anger explains this fact that it's truly so, only that I need to use my uniqueness in a different way in order to rise above it, in order to explain to everyone what anger is, how do we overcome it, how above the anger we connect with one another, how do we reach unity, connection, where all of this anger actually becomes a uniting, connecting force, then all these things are still not corrected yet. We don't teach about anger, how to cope with it. We don't teach children how to do it. It really has to start from the very first day that a baby comes into this world, because he already starts to demand and be angry. We don't understand it, really. But anger is the expression of the egoistic will to receive that all of us are in from the day we're born. So what do we have to teach about anger from infancy? First of all, to calm down. When a person's angry, there's no point in talking to him because it blinds his eyes and shuts his ears, and in general, a person can't understand anything, any message. So how do you calm a person down? To show him that we're not impressed with his anger and that it's not okay. Not that we're not impressed with him, that we disregard him, but that it is unacceptable, that his behavior is unacceptable. The only thing that can work here is an example. How do we control our anger and allow it to exist? We hear it from someone, from something, and we wait for it to pass. And when it passes, then we continue with the order of the day. And along with it, we also show that person that fell into anger how unacceptable this behavior is in our eyes. So we have to work at it slowly and take into consideration that a person that's angry, he doesn't hear anything. He's out of his mind. And then to learn, how can we nonetheless change our attitude toward anger? Meaning that it's a demonstration of the great big ego that suddenly became revealed, and how can we deal with this ego? And once I relate to anger as the demonstration of the ego, what way of thinking, what kind of attitude should come from this? You should have the right environment. Without the right, correct environment, there's nothing to talk about. The correct environment has to show a person that all of these things that he's going through right now is an opportunity to overcome the anger and rise to the next level. Rise to what? Above the anger. That means that he has already ascended. Ascended to what? Spiritually. Meaning what? That now, by treating this anger, relating to it as helpmate against him, he can now rise above this anger and to really determine his degree there, higher than before. So what's above the anger? He rises to what? To rise meaning to overcome? Yeah. And then he rises to what? Then he rises to what we write our songs about, like in our relationships. He rises above that state of anger. Previously, you said that the solution for anger is balance, but it's really hard to reach balance because once you're angry, it's so powerful, overwhelming, that there's nothing that can stand against it. Because a person feels that he wants to be in control, he wants to be the boss of things, and if things don't go my way, a person erupts. So what can help a person become balanced again? Only if that person understands that he's being toyed with from above. What do you mean? That the Creator gave him this feeling of anger in order to show him how much he's still in his will to receive. And if it's a person who doesn't believe in the Creator, then instead of Creator, say anything else. So how do I balance the anger that I feel? That it's nature. Creator and nature, it's one and the same. That nature is playing with him this way. Where does he get this anger from? Why is he angry? The results. He understands where this anger comes from. It's because things aren't going his way, as he said. I'm not in control of the situation. You said it's the difference between what you have and what you want. This is why I feel anger. So how do I balance that? Where it comes from, this I understand. That it's taking the best of me, this I understand. How do I balance it? This I don't understand. With the help of society, you have to draw from society the good force that will balance your anger. What kind of force is it? Positive force. The force that dwells in the world, not the negative force. You are given anger now in order for you, due to it, to become needy of the positive force and to be able to draw it, and then you'll have two forces that are greater than before, the positive and the negative forces together. What is the positive force? The force of connection, of tranquility, that everything falls into place according to the forces of nature. But of course it doesn't fall into place because otherwise I wouldn't be angry. So what kind of force do I draw in order to balance this? You're drawing the positive force or force from the environment. And it cancels this force of anger. The creator that caused me to be angry? Yes. A person understands that this feeling came to him in order to connect with the right environment. You said that we can relate to anger as a force of connection. Like you said, how do we connect above the anger? And I want to ask you, because usually anger creates many frictions and conflict and separation between people. So how can this anger help us reach connection? Because it seems the opposite. It seems the opposite, but this is how it always is. Because if we understand that anger is something negative and that society has to actually show a person that this is how it is, then society also has to give me support. How to try and become balanced with this anger. So first of all, I understand this phenomenon comes from nature in order to advance me. Nothing comes just so. So I feel anger. If I overcome the anger, I rise in degree. I become wiser, more understanding, more sensitive feeling, more in power and control, more developed. So if so, I only have to overcome this. How do I overcome? So I need an environment that if there is some kind of negative phenomenon, immediately I run to the environment like a baby to his mother. And then I'm entirely in their hands. And they help me come out of this anger. Suppose you'd come to me and Yael, we're your friends, you're in a state of anger. How should we relate to you in order to help you to come back to balance as quickly as possible? First of all, you have to calm me down as much as possible. You have to explain that what's going on comes from the forces of nature. And this is how it happens with everyone. And now it's happening with me. I can't hold on to this thought. Therefore, you exist in order to remind me that it's impossible. You have to correct the situation. How to overcome the anger? By first of all, understanding that A, this comes to you in order to advance you. It comes from nature, and there's no one to blame for it. No person. That if you overcome this anger, you rise to the next degree. That on the next degree, in order to rise even higher, you'll also feel anger. It's a force that always elevates you. Elevates, actually. but only on condition that you relate correctly to it. In about a minute and a half, our time will be over. Were I to ask you, Dr. Lightman, in your opinion, what's special about the way the wisdom of Kabbalah relates to anger? First of all, it's something that you can't avoid. As it says, 1,000 times a righteous shall fall and get up again. But along with it, you have to find the power to cope with it. And here only society can help. Wherever a person is under the control of anger, he's under its control. What can help him? Then his friends that see his situation have to come and deliver him from prison. Anger, do you see it as an elevator? The cause for development. Society is the elevator. What does a person have to do on his part? Society has to calm down. What does he have to do? He has to subjugate himself to society, and society will do the rest. Dr. Lightman, thank you very, very much. Thank you, Yael. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.